しもいた。
Everything under the sun, including the palm trees.
Hello and welcome to BCP. It's BCP 674. Sorry I wasn't here last week, but we're back this week with 13 tracks of the usual, the weird and the wonderful. And we will be enjoying ourselves, hopefully, with some wonderful music. We began with a very interesting track that sort of seemed to cover just about every genre possible, called Brumal Mud by Helengard. I've played Helengard before. You can find them at helengard.bandcamp.com. They're from Kiev in the Ukraine. Picked it up at the Bandcamp. And after that, we went over to Reykjavik in Iceland on the old magnificent post-driving record label. It's post-driving. That's D-R-I-E-F-I-N-G .bandcamp.com. And that was side project in a track called Go Bang. And I think there will probably be a few people going bang in the UK at the moment because we have just heard, I am recording this at 3:30 on Thursday, the 26th of November 2020, and we've just heard from our glorious government that we are now out of lockdown, but we're in Tier 2 in my area, which is not as good as I was hoping, or some of the things I wanted to be able to do, like go and exercise with my compadres, as it were, is now still impossible, which is annoying, but it's just one of those things. But I don't think this has actually been a lockdown this time. I don't think there's been anywhere near as much locking down. I know that it's possible to go and collect stuff on a click and collect basis. I know that certain shops have been locked down, of course, but other shops have been open, and you can go and get the stuff you want in those other shops, which just doesn't seem fair, especially to those independent retailers. So, basically, online is going to get all the sales this year, and especially Amazon, which does get my goat and makes me want to go bang. But anyway, let's move on, shall we? There's a new track that came into my inbox from Megan Hamilton, which I think Megan J. Hamilton at bandcamp.com. I think Megan is also known as Closey, but I'm not 100% sure because quite often you see things where it says Closey and then brackets the Megan Hamilton remix. So I think it's her. But anyway, she's maybe just changed her name to her real name, perhaps. I don't know. But anyway, Megan Hamilton and Balkan Bump, who I've played before, I really love them. And this is a track called Big Loco. We'll be right back.
is your name?
Pete Kogel.
What is your quest?
PC Podcast.
What is your favorite color?
Blue.
Right, off you go.
So the last two tracks began with Big Loco, and that featured Lia Contiladi, and that was by Megan Hamilton and Balkan Bump. You can find that for free at meganjhamilton.bandcamp.com over there at the Bandcamp World. She's from Minneapolis in Minnesota, in the US, of course. And after that, we had something by Haxo, H-A-X-O. The track was called Live. And that's on Tiger Class Recordings, at tigerclassrecords.bangercamp.com, which is rather good. They are based out of Rouen in France, and I hope you rather enjoyed that. And I've got another track from them. They're new to me, and I've got another track from them coming up a bit later in the show. Right, this is a track, I shall have to pronounce it very carefully, it's by Les Hayden, and it's called Deutero Anomaly.
Colors side by side. If blue and green seem alike, that's due to Deuter anomaly. But maybe the sky is green, we see alike in ways, but it isn't quite the same.
Yourself the gentle luxury of a
PC podcast.
Thank you.
So the last two tracks began with Deutero Anomaly by Les Hayden, which I thought was a nice, rather nice play on words. Les Hayden, L-E-S-H-A-Y-D-E-N, based out of Leicester in England, which is where I went to university all those years ago. And I picked that up at Bandcamp. Rather nice track. I enjoyed that. And after that, we had something from Croydon, our old mate Secret Archives of the Vatican, secretarchivesofthevatican.bandcamp.com. Broken Drum Records, of course, and that was a track called The Passing of the Elders. And Vince is still in a broken studio at the moment, so he has the opportunity to create excellent, excellent music, but not the opportunity to finesse it in the way he would like. So we'll see what happens as time goes on. Rather good. Right, I have been putting together, well, I've now put together five different shows in the Now Hear This range. Now, have I mentioned this before? I probably have. I'll mention it again. Now Hear This is a podcast, it's not a podcast, it's a show, that is available only on Spotify. You have to have the Spotify Premium app to listen to it. So if you have it on your phone or you have it on your computer, you can listen to it. If you listen to it via the web, it doesn't work, but you can listen to it certainly on your phone if you have that sort of thing available to you. And let's face it, a lot of people do that these days. Most mobile platforms have an awful lot of data to stream, and that's why a lot of people consume their music these days. But anyway, are you listening? Are you listening? I've got an awful lot of an awful lot of listeners, and I'm just wondering, is that because A, you don't like music that is perhaps available only on Spotify? You don't like Spotify for some reason. You might say that Spotify doesn't do a very good job for the artists, and there's not an awful lot of money to be made out of streaming. And that the contracts that they give artists these days are not very good, and we shouldn't follow that. I don't know. That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is say, well, a lot of people just put their stuff only available on Spotify these days, but don't put it on Bandcamp, and I can't play it anyway. So this gives me the opportunity to play tracks that I like, that I think you will like, and that isn't necessarily Creative Commons licensed or available in different formats. So that's the thing I like about it. I like the fact that I can choose different music. In fact, the whole searching way of the way of searching for music is different, really. I'm enjoying the difference. I still like doing what I do here at PCP, but NHT or Now Hear This is a little bit different. So I really would like to find out if you have had a listen, if you can't have a listen, if it's because you can't have a listen because you haven't got the Spotify program. Let me know. Pete.Kogel@gmail.com. Give me a thought. Let me know what you think. Well, we'll move on. Well, before that, we're going to go over to Post-Driving again, another one from Reykjavik in Iceland. This is the Goulashes and a track called A Little Lost.
Feelings on dividends. busy, so busy thinking about kissing you. And I wanna do that without entertaining another thought.
PC Podcast.
That was one of mine. Won an award, you know. Lovely, crinkly edges.
Thank you.
So that was The Dead Dreamer by the Orgonon Sound Machine. And you can find them at the Sois Los Cedos net label, which is, say that again. Sois, S-O-I-S, and then Los, L-O-S, and then Cedos, cerdos.bandcamp.com. From Barcelona, in the Catalonian region, of course, of Spain, Orgonon Sound Machine. As I said, the track was called The Dead Dreamer. I loved it. And then before that, we heard The Goulashes. This is G-U-Y-L-A-S-H-E-S. And you can find them at Post Driving. There's a couple of new albums out there on Post Driving, and that was a track called A Little Lost. Now, I should have mentioned when I was witchering on about Now Here This, one of the things I was particularly proud of this week was a podcast entirely of women musicians, and it was all to do with the F-List. And if you've not heard of the F-List, then you haven't been following my posts, and I'll tell you more about it. The F-List is the F, T-H-E-F dash L-I-S-T dot UK. And it is the women of the women musicians and well, not just musicians, anybody that's a woman that's working in the music field is trying to get together, trying to put together, a platform, a database, a searchable database of all the women that are out there that are working in the field and are not getting any recommendations or any recognition for what they do in this male dominated business. So I think it's rather marvelous. It's certainly, I've found a few interesting artists there already, and some of those have started to follow me. And if you are following me and you are listening to this, thank you very much. Drop me a line, tell me if you can let me play your tracks, pete.kogel@gmail.com. But it's rather good, and I've always loved the female voice, and there's some amazing female bands that have put some stuff out there together, and I think it's a rather good podcast. It's about an hour and a half, so it's definitely worth listening to. Moving on, this is not a woman. This is Ben Hashplant, a track called Rougher Than Them.
Like, Enjoys everything at no extra cost.
We'll be right back.
two more tracks for you. The first of which was by Ben Hashplant, and that is the second track from Tiger Class Records at tigerclassrecords.bandcamp.com, and the track was called Ruffa Dandem, and I rather enjoyed that. And after that we had something by Tintamare. Now, we've played Tintamare on the show before, quite a while ago. Picked that up at Bandcamp. They're from Montreal, or Montreal as they say in Quebec, in Canada, and the track was called Knowlesville. And you can find Tintamare also at Tintamare, that's T-I-T-T-I-N-T-A-M-A-R-E, .bandcamp.com. Marvellous. Now, speaking of women, as I was a short while ago, we've got something by a lady called Samara Alofa. She is based out of Auckland in New Zealand, and this is a rather interesting track. It's very, very interesting, and I really love it, and I want you to enjoy it too. It's called Notice.
Notice every time you change, feeling enters and releases pain, feeling with every that won't change, moving cycles, moonlight tells me.
First you think, hello, this is a bit weird, but slowly, very slowly, it grows on you. You watch.
So more reggae there. More reggae, did you say? Yes, of course. Babylon Soon Fall, the Rucker's 7-inch mix by Subatomic Sound and Screechy Dan. And you can find them at subatomic.bandcamp.com from New York in the US. Of course, pick that up from our friends at RDX Promo, who send me some reggae ting, which I rather like. That was very good. And then before that, we had Notice. Now, Notice is spelt K-N-O-W-T-I-C-E. And it is by Samara Alofa. And you can find her at Samara, S-A-M-A-R-A. And then Lofa, A-L-O-F-A. So there's two A's in the middle there. Samara Alofa. Bandcamp.com from Auckland in New Zealand, one to watch. Right, I hope you've enjoyed the tracks. I'm going to lead out now with something by David Starfire from the Bay Area in California. Picking up a Bandcamp, just came out this week. It's called Empyrean. And I will hope that you come back next week for more of the same or more something different. In the meantime, have a listen to Now Hear This. Send me some words of advice about whether you like it, whether you hate it. Tell me if you like, want to hear something, and tell me some artists you've particularly found that you want me to have a listen to and think it might be good for the show. Just generally say hello, because it's lockdown. See you soon, folks. We'll be right back.
Oh, had enough, eh?